Tom Quinn was telling us that as a punt returner, you have a pretty long stride, kind of cover ground pretty easily. How much punt return did you do, first of all, at LSU?
I did. It's something I did every day. It's something I've been doing since high school, so it's nothing to do with
it. You feel comfortable doing it here so far?
Yeah.
Do you feel, I mean, has your comfort level changed since the beginning of camp? Do you feel like you're
Yeah, I think
ready
I'm getting
more
comfortable. Get into the playbook, understanding things more, taking more time off. Like the feel of getting to it more, so it's making my game speed up faster.
It seemed like for a long time the NFL rookie wide receivers didn't have an impact in the league until maybe their second or third year, but that the last few years that's changed, and rookie wideouts are having an impact. You notice that, or what do you think that is?
I've noticed that, and I think that's due to guys willing and wanting to, you know, improve, wanting to get out there on the field. I think that's all the world's inside of you. So, I mean, I think if you go out there and do what you're supposed to do, everything else will work out for itself.
How much will this first preseason game mean to guys like you and David Wilson to finally be able to show something, you know, against somebody else?
It means a lot. It's going to be able to show the coach what we're capable of doing. I think they're gaining more confidence in us, more trust, also in the players around us. So it's going to be a big step for us.
Do you have any idea how many snaps he might get?
Not at all. They haven't talked to us about it. We just continue to focus on this practice week. And, I think maybe a little bit later in the week, coach will talk to us about it.
One thing Coach Gilbride talked about with you was getting to that type of mastering it. Talk to some other guys that have gone through in the offense, though. It's a pretty complicated system. How far along are you?
I'm grasping it pretty well right now. Still a little gray areas that I can work on. But for the most part, I am picking up on it pretty well. And I think Coach Gilbride is noticing that because I ask him a lot of questions, you know, when we're meeting. So I'm picking up on it.
One of the dangers he said with you was that your talent allows you to have success without really knowing the finer points of the routes and sets and reads and stuff like that. Do you find that?
As young players, a lot you can learn. Talent has helped me out a little bit more than some other players, but I'm still continuing to work hard, you know, and try to practice my craft and everything, just continue to get better.
Have you talked to David Carr at all? I mean, I'm sure he's going to be the guy throwing most of the passes to you on Friday night.
Right. We all going to sit down. I also going to sit down with Perilou. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get some stats from him. And we're just going to go over some things, make sure you're out there comfortable and understanding and on the same page.
Have they been using you mostly on the outside?
Yes. I've been
Exclusively, or are they moving you around a little bit?
In OTAs, I was moving on the outside in the slot, but this minicamp, I've been mainly working outside.
Do you like punt returns?
Yeah, I do like punt returns.
What do you like about that?
I mean, it just shows your capability of making a play with the ball in your hand, you know, creating things, you know, having a few blocks out there and just making the same moment for your team.
Those guys who do that well, they're usually a little smaller, a little shiftier.
Right.
You're not really the prototype size of a punt returner.
I get that.
Yeah. What do you say to that?
I mean, I think punt return is just all about vision and seeing things and having the capability of making guys miss. You don't have to be the quickest or the shiftiest. Just have their vision and see the holes and just hit it.
Is there anything you think you haven't shown them yet in practice that you could show them in a game situation?
I mean, my job is just go out there and make plays and just continue to build trust in the coaches. As far as anything I need to show them, I don't know what it is exactly. Just go out there and show them that I'm willing and capable of doing certain things.
But there are things that you can't simulate in practice that you could show in a game, right? Like, you know, I don't know, breaking tackles or things like that. Something.
I mean, I think come Friday, you know, I should be able to show them type of things. I mean, practice, you're not really able to hit each other and things like that. So it's hard to show that during practice. But I think when game time comes, it'll be a perfect time to show them.